Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in the way that feels best to you. Actually, if you have Skype, you should probably use that because you'll generally sound a lot better if you do. So give that a shot. Username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request there first, and it will be approved. And after that, it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online again at freetalklive.com. Daryl, you've got some not-so-surprising news, at least to longtime listeners of Free Talk Live. If you're new to the show, then this may be a shocker. The story is about the Press Freedom Index?
Yes.
Freedom Rankings?
The World Press Freedom Index, which is a rating that Reporters Without Borders does annually. I'm not sure how long they've been doing this.
I know it's been a few years
at least a decade.
Yeah.
So
we've been talking about it for a while.
The newest numbers came out, and not surprising to those of us who know these things, but surprising to many, the U.S. is not at the top of the list.
Not only that, it's almost out of the top 50.
Yeah, number 49. It's less than a point from being in the noticeable problem category. So there's free, mostly, I forget the word that they use, but it's like mostly free, noticeable problems, really bad, and then like, you have no freedom of the press at all.
I'd say category. Even if it were called a noticeable problem or noticeable problems category, then that would still be an understatement because it's pretty clear how noticeable the problems are already with stories like, was it Barrett Brown?
Barrett Brown.
Who is now in prison because he posted a link to a chat room somewhere.
Certainly.
Then a journalist.
A couple of years ago, you had the Associated Press that got all of their phone records taken by the NSA because somebody was communicating with somebody that somebody in the government thought might have been a terrorist. So, therefore, the Associated Press is terrorist. We have to get all of their phone records. A couple of years ago, it's actually been just over 2 years since Aaron Swartz was... I will go out on a limb and say that the government caused him to kill himself. He was facing life, actually much more than life in prison for downloading documents that he was allowed to download. They just said, you downloaded too many of them, even though they're free to download. So we're now charging you with all kinds of computer fraud.
The attacks on WikiLeaks, Edward Snowden, Glenn Greenwald, all
Private Manning.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many stories. Of course, every single post over at photographyisnotacrime.com. I mean, there's a new story there every single day, at least one news story about somebody who's a photographer or videographer who's being threatened and or arrested by the police. There's a fresh headline there that was posted within the last 24 hours. Florida man arrested for video recording traffic stop. So it just goes on and on and on, and they don't care. It seems like the government guys care even less now if they're attacking mainstream media. There were, of course, mainstream media people that were attacked during the Ferguson situation. They were tear gassed. They were, arrested, threatened. I mean, just all kinds of nonsense. And that's just, within the last couple years that we're talking about, and we're only highlighting things off the top of our head.
Right. So take a wild guess. Which country comes in number one on the World Press Freedom Index?
It wouldn't be wild if I took it because I've been paying attention to this index over the years. But Danica, do you want to take a crack?
I really have. I couldn't even venture a guess.
I think it was the Netherlands or something like that.
Finland.
This is Finland. Okay. Oh, right.
For the fifth consecutive year, and I think about the eighth in the last 13 years, Finland is at the top of the list, followed by Norway and Denmark.
Okay.
At the bottom of the scale, Turkmenistan, North Korea, and Eritrea.
So North Korea, not the actual bottom, second to last?
Second to last.
Okay.
Wow. Followed by Eritrea, which is another tyrannical regime, but you don't really hear a lot about it because...
Is it Africa?
It is.
Okay.
It's right near Ethiopia.
Okay.
Like, there are so many other problems going on in Africa that, you know, Eritrea having no press freedom is not the worst thing that's going on in Africa.
Well, right, and considering there's no press freedom there, it would be very hard to learn what's going on there.
Certainly. So the presentation, as it's called, from Reporters Without Borders says France is ranked 38th, up one place. The United States down 3 to 49. Mm-hmm. Japan, and these are just some of the highlights of noticeable countries. Japan down two places to 61.
Oh, wow.
Brazil up 12 spots to 99. Russia at 152 is down four spots. Iran is unchanged at 173. And
how many
China,
are there on there?
176.
How many on the list?
180.
180 countries in the world. The U.S.
There are 193 members of the United Nations. Several of these are joined together as East Caribbean because they've got some sort of East Caribbean Federation,
like
sort of
all
thing.
The islands represent.
Right.
Okay.
So a bunch of island nations are all lumped together as East Caribbean because of this trade pact that they have that's a little more tight bound than the EU.
So the United States being at number 49 on this chart means they are not even in the top 25% of most free countries in the world for press freedom at this point. They would have had to have been within the top 45 to have made the top 25%.
Right. And so that means that they've not been in the top quadrant
for 2 years.
For two consecutive years.
Because they continue to drop. It seems like year after year, the press freedom rankings by Reporters Without Borders for the United States continues to get worse. And I don't know who it was, but somebody observed recently that you just don't hear people saying, well, it's a free country anymore about the United States.
I've not heard that in, I would say, about 8-9 years.
Yeah, it's been a while since I heard it, too.
I think that that's a real admission from people, whether they realize it or not, sort of a silent admission that people do understand that something's wrong in the U.S.
Yep. So before I continue with the presentation from Reporters Without Borders, I did pull up the actual listings of what they call these various categories. So if a country scores from 0 to 15 points, that's the best you can do. A 0 would be the best. Then you are considered to have a good situation. From 15.01 to 25 points, it is satisfactory.
So these points are almost like demerits. They're actually, you don't want the points.
Right. Okay. You do not want points. 25.01 to 35 is noticeable problems. 35.01 to 55 is a difficult situation, and from 55.01 to 100, 100 being the worst possible score, then you have a very serious situation.
And they show each government with a score by it?
Yes.
Right?
So I could actually pull that up in another screen, and I'll do that between segments. But let me continue from the presentation. It says the 2015 World Press Freedom Index highlights the worldwide deterioration in freedom of information in 2014.
That's not good.
Beset by wars, the growing threat from non-state operatives, violence during demonstrations, and the economic crisis, media freedom is in retreat on all five continents.
I was going to say, if you've got a country that drops, if a bunch of countries drop in their press freedom and one country stays relatively steady, like they mentioned Brazil was up 12.
Right.
But that could just mean that a bunch of other countries went down.
Yeah, that
and
is
so
true.
As a result, Brazil was just sort of status quo, but it made it look like they went up the rankings. So I guess it would depend on what their total score was.
Right, and I'm going to pull up the scores now so that we can compare some of that.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Are you shocked by this? Do you still believe that the press is free in the United States? You can chime in here. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Dial on in toll free here to bring up what you like. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. Freedom of the press. It is dropping year after year. According to Reporters Without Borders, it's an organization that, among other things, they do a yearly ranking of the various different countries of the world, in this case 180 worldwide nations on this list. The very bottom of the pack, you've got North Korea and Eritrea, and then at the top of the list, was it Finland? I think it was.
Finland, Norway, Denmark. 1, 2, 3.
Not quite to the middle yet, but getting down there, the United States at number 49, dropping from 46. We'll continue with some interesting, more interesting details.
Why do you think Finland and Norway are among the highest?
Well, there are specific things that they are ranking these statistics. They've got information that different categories.
Yeah,
I'll
give the categories here in just a second.
We'll get into that, but first I want you to know about Vegas.com. Of course, you may be already planning your vacations for this year, and Vegas should be at the top of the list. There's so much to do there, but there are a lot of people who are going to try to sell you packages and things to do in Vegas. But at Vegas.com, they serve up Vegas from the inside, because unlike those other travel sites, at Vegas.com, everyone who works on the website lives in Vegas, they work in Vegas, and they party in Vegas, so they know the people that set the deals there. And the moment the prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Plus, they actually have the Drop Watch tool that promises the lowest rates on hotels. DropWatch continues to monitor the price even after you book and will notify you of changes to ensure that you get the best deal. So you book at the lower rate and they'll refund you the difference. Vegas.com does the work for you and they've got your back. In fact, you can get an extra 10% off of everything except the air hotel packages over at Vegas.com. So you can get 10% off hotel, 10% off shows, just not the airline stuff. So use code FTL to get that 10% bonus savings. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at Vegas.com. They got the best rates on not just hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and even VIP bottle service at top clubs. It's Vegas.com with code FTL. As we continue here, Daryl, you're kind of running down a summary of some of the information that you might want to know about the world press freedom situation. And according to Reporters Without Borders, it is not a rosy situation. Things are not getting better around the world. Despite the fact that a handful of countries have climbed on the charts, overall, things are worse.
Yes. So before I get into the rest of the presentation, as it's called, it's basically, you know, their summary, but they call it a presentation. I just want to go over the criteria that's used, since Danica had asked about that. So they have 7 criteria that they've used since 2013. The first is titled Pluralism, and it measures the degree in which opinions are represented in the media.
Different opinions.
Yes.
Yeah. So
variety, like, of opinion.
So like in North Korea, where the only media of which to speak is coming from the state, that would score very poorly in
yes.
that category.
Media independence measures the degree to which the media are able to function independently of sources of political, governmental, business, and religious power and influence. So that measures, you know, not only just independence from government, but independence also from non-state entities that would have tremendous influence in some places.
Now, of course, here in the United States, you could argue that the press is independent here. But on the other hand, when you start to dig beneath the surface, you discover that many of the mainstream media in the U.S. are very dependent on the government. They look to the government for press releases. They take those press releases and they parrot them, in some cases, word for word.
Oh, absolutely.
And they represent that as news.
Well, you also have a lot of media consolidation to where a lot of the outlets, while they, you know, come on different channels or different websites, they're owned by the same entity, so you have, you know, a lack of independence in some ways there. Next is environment and self-censorship. This analysis of the environment in which journalists and other news and information providers operate. The legislative framework analysis, the impact of the legislative framework governing news and information activities. Then you have transparency, which measures the transparency of the institutions and procedures that affect the production of news and information. Infrastructure measures the quality of the infrastructure that supports the production of news and information. And finally on the list, you have abuses, which measures the level of violence and harassment during the period assessed.
There's plenty of that in the United
States. Yes, and they actually have a questionnaire that anybody can fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm guessing that these are calculated in some kind of way to where all of the questionnaires from different countries are then compiled, and they have a formula, and they actually show the formula. But it would make absolutely no sense if I read this formula on the air. But they show exactly how they calculate this with the different variables.
This is a respected calculation. This is a respected report that comes out on a yearly basis. And I think it's fascinating stuff. And I think it can be a real shocker to people who, to some extent, still believe, well, at least you can say what you want in the United States.
Can you?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it really doesn't seem to be that way anymore. So is there more that you thought was worthy of sharing from this story?
Yeah. They write, the indicators compiled by Reporters Without Borders are incontestable. There was a drastic decline in freedom of information in 2014. Two-thirds of the 180 countries surveyed for the 2015 World Press Freedom Index performed less well than in the previous year.
Mm-mm.
The annual global indicator, which measures the overall level of violations of freedom of information in 180 countries year by year, has risen to 3,719, an 8% increase over 2014, and almost 10% compared with 2013. The decline affected all continents. The Balkans region of the EU was by far the biggest hit area. They had the biggest fall between 2014 and 2015. They write, this disturbing trend reflects a twofold phenomenon, the excesses of some member countries on the one hand, and the inability of EU mechanisms to contain them on the other. The region that is at the bottom of the Freedom of Information list, North Africa and the Middle East, this year, once again, contained information black holes comprising entire regions. These are controlled by non-state groups in which independent information simply does not exist.
So when they say controlled by a non-state group, I mean, are they referring to ISIS? They call themselves a state.
Al-Qaeda.
Though.
Right. ISIS technically stands for the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and they call themselves a state, but they are not internationally recognized, as such.
I see.
Right.
So technically they are a non-state entity. Boko Haram is another one.
What can be done about this? I mean, the numbers are interesting, but I mean, is it just going to keep getting worse, or is there a way to actually turn this around? That's what I'd like to focus on here. 855-453. Share with us your ideas and thoughts. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. We're coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. And getting them at a very affordable rate, by the way. The Express Coin transfer fee was the best I'd ever seen. So you can go and get Bitcoins, Litecoin, or Dogecoin from them. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. You can use money order, check, or wire transfer. They are a licensed money services business, and you can get started over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, that's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app there, so go grab that at your leisure. ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and then you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code is FTL. As we continue here, Daryl, you're sharing with us some details from the Reporters Without Borders 2014 study regarding press freedom around the world. The United States down again, year after year, down, 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 this time to number 49 on the list of 180 countries. I mean, that's more than 25% of the way down the list at this point. And where will it be in 2015? Probably not going to be better if things continue in this direction. Now, there was some other information that you wanted to share with us from that article, but the question I asked, and we can get into that, but the question I asked asked was, you know, what can be done about this? The outlook, if you will, of Reporters Without Borders across the whole of the world is not very good.
Right. So Finland, which remains number one for the fifth consecutive year,
mm-hmm.
their score dropped by 1.12.
Mm, not good.
So it dropped from 6.4 to 7.52. Norway dropped. Denmark dropped. The Netherlands dropped. Canada saw no change in their score and moved up the rankings 10 spots. So Canada is now number 8 on press freedom.
So even the top-ranked countries have dropped in their totals.
Yes.
So being ranked number 1 means you're the best of all of the worst, right? Like,
yes.
It's not even really much of a compliment.
But, yeah, you're the least shielding of everything that's going on.
You're the least bad. It's like being the best politician. You're just the least bad. It doesn't mean you're good.
But what can be done about this? I mean, the United States just keeps getting worse. Obviously, we would like to see more press freedom being in the media. I don't like the idea that people are going to prison for protecting their sources. That's happened here within just the last couple of years. I don't like the idea that people are going to prison for posting information that the government doesn't like Barrett Brown. And, you know, I certainly don't like the fact that photographers and videographers are being threatened on a regular basis by the police. So what can actually be done?
That's a very good question. And I don't know that I have the answer, but...
I've got an answer. My answer to that question is...
I just want to pause real quick and say that I love when you do this. Okay. You ask somebody else a question so that you then get to give the answer.
Hold on, let me give you my answer.
You could have given an answer, but you didn't have one, so I'm going to give you my answer now. I mean, I gave you the opportunity. Danica, did you have an answer?
No, not at all.
So my answer is that people in the United States who care about press freedom need to put their freedom on the line, and they need to not back down when the police are telling them to turn the cameras off. They need to, you know, not back down when they're being threatened by the various different government agencies with some sort of penalty or some sort of sanction for exercising their freedoms. Now, that obviously will result in some people having their cameras broken and having their, you know, face pushed into the pavement by the police. I mean, it's not going to be a pretty process to make things better. But kowtowing and... you know, cowering in front of the police and in front of these government agents is not going to help the situation. So the only way to protect your rights is to stand up for them, which means to put your freedom on the line. And, of course, that's a fairly risky thing to do. And when one person in the media, say Barrett Brown, goes to prison, that sends a message to the rest of the media that, hey, you better look out. You could be next. And that's a real chilling effect on the freedom of the press. And so the more people get in trouble for this, the worse or the less courageous, I suspect, many in the media will become. And it will be a problem that builds on itself.
This is not the press courageous index. This is the press freedom index that measures the effects and impacts of government laws and non-government intervention in the media. So standing up for your right is not going to move the U.S. Press Freedom Index. It will move the Courage Index that currently doesn't exist.
Well, there's some courageous people in the United States.
I didn't say there wasn't.
What you mean
I'm
is
saying
there's no
there's,
one studying that.
There's not a study that ranks the Press Courage Index.
Well, do you think would be, if there was such a thing, who do you think would be on the top?
I have no idea.
Or close to the top, I should say.
Couldn't tell you. I don't know who all the people in the press are, so it would be a...
Well, not even people in the press, but just, you know, people that you're aware of that have put their freedom on the line, such as, you know, Private Manning, Snowden. All of them have put that on the line to get us the information.
Well, Snowden and Manning aren't technically the media.
Well, no.
I mean, they just released information to the media that were mostly outside of the United
Glenn
States.
Glenn Greenwald has...
Who doesn't live here.
Right. But I don't think she was saying only people in the U.S. Have ever been courageous.
I thought you were talking about the U.S.
Not necessarily the U.S., just people that aren't necessarily the media.
Well, if we're not talking about just the U.S., then I would say Greenwald's probably the most noteworthy. Mm-hmm.
Greenwald, Assange.
Yeah, Assange.
He's been in that Ecuadorian embassy for how many years now?
Oh, yeah. And
a few.
Snowden and
two or three. So what I was trying to say, though, is that if people stand up for their rights, then maybe they won't get challenged on them as often. I mean, we've seen that happen to some extent here in Keene, where the cop block folks have more of an ability to record the police here than the average person does in you know, the average place in the United States.
Right, so, and we've also seen to where both me and you have gotten the court's media registration form,
mm-hmm.
and we've repeatedly been told by bailiffs that we can't film in court unless we go fill out a form that the media registration form says we don't have to fill out.
Right. Yeah, so they didn't even follow their own rules. They ignore their own rules, and it's
and that is why the press freedom number keeps going down.
Mm-hmm.
Is because, you know, they make a rule and then they don't follow it and they try to stifle the press anyway.
You know, I would like to see a breakdown. I know they don't do this at Reporters Without Borders, but it would be interesting to see a 50-state breakdown to see which states in the United States are the worst, because some places are certainly worse than others.
Right.
Within the U.S., and I just wonder where New Hampshire would end up on that list.
Very interesting question, and I don't know the answer. But New Hampshire does have some of the worst laws for investigative journalists.
Like the wiretapping laws.
The wiretapping law, the way it is written, it prevents investigative journalists from doing hidden camera stings on businesses.
It's terrible. I mean, they're just absolutely horrible. In fact, there was news recently over at freekeen.com. There was some footage recorded by students in the Guilford School District that revealed that the school buses have these cameras on them that have apparently not just been recording video, but have also been recording audio with a microphone.
I heard about that.
And they got the bus drivers to admit this on video. So that's an open and shut case of wiretapping by the New Hampshire statutes.
Yep, and the students are probably going to be convicted, because I don't know if they told the bus driver, hey, I'm recording this conversation.
Did. Actually, they did. It was the first thing they did when they stepped on the bus.
Okay.
Let them know that. But then again, Daryl, you've argued that the way the New Hampshire wiretapping statute is written is so vague that even if you did
technically
inform someone,
says consent.
Right, that even if you do inform someone of your recording, that doesn't necessarily mean consent, so maybe they will charge these kids with wiretapping. But the point being that the government's breaking their own rules here in these government school buses.
And they're just getting a free pass,
which
because
are,
it's them.
Well, so far they're getting a free pass. I mean, I wouldn't expect them to all of a sudden charge their buddies with this particular crime. They like to reserve wiretapping for activists and for anybody else that, you know, actually catches the government doing something naughty. And it's a terrible law. You're right. That needs to be repealed. But on the other hand, we can actually get video cameras in the court system here relatively easily. So in many places, that's near impossible to accomplish. So, you know, we got some good things, some bad things. Hopefully that'll start to change as more
about owning gold. There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100. 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, snow snitching is going on in Boston as neighbor turn against neighbor as the snow continues to, will be continuing to fall here in yet another 24 hours or so.
Because Boston says, we have too much snow.
Well, apparently they've got quite a bit of it and they've been running out of places to put it, according to some of the media that I've seen. But also now...
Hold on, Boston's right next to an ocean.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Who would have thunk?
There's plenty of room.
This is government, Daryl. They're doing
it,
their
it
best.
It doesn't make sense.
So we've been talking about the Reporters Without Borders report that has been issued, going over the 180 countries in the world and where they rank on press freedom. United States at number 49. You probably thought it would have been in the top 10. If you'd never heard of this report before, the entire time we've been following it, the U.S. has been in the 30s and then dropped into the 40s and is now about to drop out of the 40s and drop into the 50s, likely here in 2015. This is the 2014 edition of the report, which was just released.
Technically, it's the 2015.
Oh, really? But it's looking at 2014.
But it's based on numbers from 2014.
Okay, I apologize about that. So, Daryl, you've been summarizing from Reporters Without Borders, and there's more to share, yes?
Yes, there is. So they actually have some surprising correlations here between press freedom and other things, such as per capita GDP, economic stability, oil exports, and weapons purchases.
Now, of course, correlation is not causation, so this is just
true.
Interesting.
And I'm not going to cover all of these, but Ian, I've given you the link that you can put on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Okay.
They begin by saying per capita GDP correlates positively with media freedom, a correlation coefficient of 0.41. Norway and Denmark are good examples. They are among the 20 countries with the highest per capita GDP in the world and are ranked 2 and 3, respectively, in the 2015 Press Freedom Index. At the other end of the scale, the world's poorest countries, Ethiopia, Gambia, and Eritrea, rank 142, 151, and 180. In these countries, poverty and authoritarianism go hand in hand.
Makes sense.
And information is suppressed in favor of state propaganda. But there are contrasting examples that show that media freedom is not a prerogative of the rich. Niger, the world's least developed country, according to the United Nations Development Program, is ranked 47th out of the 180 countries in the Press Freedom Index. Despite a challenging economic environment, Niger's media has been diverse and outspoken since President Mamadou Tanja's departure in 2010. But while the creation of democratic space has been positive, Niger's poverty continues to be a structural handicap, limiting media development and the introduction of better educational standards in journalism. So, yes, correlation is not causation, but it is interesting to look at these and see how they correlate, especially when you look at the economic stability and oil exporting countries. And at the bottom here,
let's point out also that Niger ranked higher in press freedom than the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the poorest countries in the world ranked higher on this ranking than one of the most wealthy countries in the world.
Yes.
Wow.
Arms and media independence do not go together. The countries that spend the most on weapons in relation to GDP have the least free press, a correlation coefficient of 0.29. The best example is North Korea, which invests an inordinate amount on its military and tolerates absolutely no media independence. But it's not alone. In Zimbabwe, which ranks 131, the eternal dictator and predator of media freedom, Robert Mugabe, pumped an insane 11% of the country's GDP into arms purchases in 2013. This is a world record for a country not involved in any conflict, one that still awaits criminal code reforms that would protect freedom of information. So I realize that, you know, again, correlation does not equal causation, but when you look at all of these, it does seem as though there has to be something there behind all of these numbers to show that the more authoritarian a country, the poorer the people are going to be, the less freedom you're going to have.
Sure. I think that you can draw that. I think that's generally a safe conclusion to draw.
Yeah, I mean, look at Korea, for example. Well, North Korea, anyway.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. I'd love to look at North Korea, but you really can't because the place is like a black
box. Have you seen it from a satellite?
It's very dark.
Yeah,
it's at nighttime. You really can't learn much about North Korea unless, you know, you happen to manage to get the permission slip to go there, and then even if you do, you're on a state-sanctioned tour the entire time, and
you're only allowed to take certain pictures.
Right, they only show you what they want to show you and what you're authorized to see, and it's very unlikely that you'll be able to go off the beaten path, so to speak. Glenn's in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Glenn. Glenn in Philly going once. Glenn in Philly going twice. Tell you what, we'll put Glenn on hold. Maybe there's some technical
difficulties. I'm here.
Oh, Glenn's there. All right, great news.
Wow, what a delay.
Yeah, you're on the air.
They have to push the button. Yeah, I'm glad to talk about the press freedom thing. But first, here in Philadelphia, when we get humongous snows, the city loads up dump trucks and they dump them in this body of water called the Delaware River, and it seems to work very well. However, in Boston, the liberals can't do that because they don't want to the freshwater snow to affect the salinity of the ocean and possibly global warming. See, so they might aggravate anthropogenic global warming by putting their snow in the ocean. About the press freedom and the courage thing.
Yes, sir.
Actually, that I was kidding about the snow thing. but the the press freedom thing, about the courage thing, I think it's quite reasonable to talk about the courage of the press, because if they can, you know, stand up, yes, certain people, you know, it's by exuding courage and taking a stand that quite possibly they might be able to back down a tyrannical government and thus achieve more freedom for the press. Because sometimes, you know, when you turn the light on and the roaches scatter, you know, the things get better. So
yeah, I think that's true. That was kind of what I was getting at earlier as well. But I understand where Daryl was coming from in that. What I was going to say is I understand where Daryl's coming from, that by somebody just standing up for themselves, while that may mean the cops might leave them alone, it won't necessarily change policy, which may not be reflected by the ranking.
Right, and when you look at the Ferguson situation, you had media that was standing up for their rights. They were still getting arrested, and that's part of why the U.S. fell in the press freedom ranking, is because of the dozens of journalists that get arrested all the time.
Right. Well, the war isn't won with the first battle. It might take a number of incidents before it reaches critical mass and, you know, and gets enough attention. One thing I was going to say also about the press as the fourth estate, let's not forget they've been, you know, infiltrated and bought up by humongous, you know, look at the metastatic disease known as Clear Channel. I mean, you know, all these corporations came in, they bought everything up, they hand everybody talking points, they've surrendered quite a bit, you know, and now today, if, you know, Woodward and Bernstein tried to you know, leak Watergate today, they'd probably be stomped on by a producer who says, no, that's not in your talking points. So, the press is sort of, by being bought up in this fascist manner, you know, they can't, now it's like, oh no, what have we done? We've, these corporations have colluded with the government, and now when they want, they find that when they might want to speak more freely, they relinquish
it's
it by
late.
Selling out.
Yep, that's true. Glenn, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And I'm glad he mentioned the Watergate thing, because when Private Manning was trying to leak the documents,
mm-hmm.
I say leak because that's the term that's used. Basically, you know, Private Manning was trying to blow the whistle on war crimes. Private Manning went to the Washington Post and a couple of other, you know, mainstream media outlets, and they said,
they turned him down.
Get out of here, kid! And so then Private Manning went to WikiLeaks.
That's true. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Danica is going to tell us about a lady who's been braiding hair for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and now the state is coming down on her. Is that right?
That's right.
There's more coming up, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Get to Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.